We have Alex Kerfoot joining us now, the Maple Leafs forward, who I believe is holed up out in where? You're in Vancouver with your parents, I believe, right?
I am out in Vancouver, yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Alex Kerfoot joining in. Justin Bourne, Anthony Stewart, and David Amber. Thanks so much for doing this. And before we get into all the hockey questions, first of all, just how are you and your family doing right now?
We're doing great. I mean, we're in the same situation that everyone else is in. And I think that we're taking advantage of this opportunity. I think that my siblings are all out here, and they're at an age where I don't get to see them as much anymore, and they don't get to see me, and it's kind of nice to be able to spend a little bit of family time together. They're both of my younger siblings are hockey players as well, so we're able to kind of work out together, play some backyard sports, and it's been nice to spend some time with them.
Go ahead, Stewie.
I've had 65 games now in the media mecca of Toronto. How's the transition been from Colorado to Toronto media-wise and dealing with that pressure?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I think that now you kind of get used to it a little bit more, but I would say that the big thing is just that the highs are really high and the lows are really low. When you win a few games in a row, it feels like all of a sudden you're the best team in the league, and then you lose one and everyone wants to trade everyone away, fire the coach and do this and that. And you kind of just got to ride the wave and not focus on it too much and just focus on your game and be consistent.
So you came over from Colorado under a different coach, then you came in, had Mike Babcock as a different coach, then you had Sheldon Keefe as a different coach. How have things been on the ice for you between your ears? Is there any challenge for you in making these changes? Is there anything in particular that would be more difficult just changing systems and coaches along the way?
Yeah, I think so. I think the relationship that you have with them as human beings is important too. And anytime you change a coach, it takes a while to get used to them on a personal level. So that's important. But then in terms of how you play the game on the ice, it has been a big adjustment going from Babs to Keith this year. Their philosophies are very different. The way that they want to play the game. Obviously, you guys have seen us play enough where you know that we're playing a different style of game now, and that takes some adjustment and takes some getting used to for sure. So when you go through three different coaches and seven, it's a lot to take in. You kind of just got to focus on your game, play as well as you can under the system that you're playing in.
We're talking with Alex Kerfoot, Maple Leafs forward. Before you jumped on the show, both Stewie and Justin were alluding to maybe the biggest hurdle for the players is the not knowing when and if the season's going to return and how to stay motivated because you don't know. So how are you going about that? How are you not just staying fit physically, but fit mentally to be prepared to possibly jump back in to what could be a playoff situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that now, well, I guess there's two questions there. I think to answer the first question, I don't think it's necessarily hard to stay motivated. I think nowadays you see the guys around the league and everyone's so competitive, everyone's so dialed in that it's not like you have an off season and guys forget about hockey really. I think that so many of the guys in the game now maybe can mentally take a break, but they're still dialed in. They're sort of still focused on hockey and they're working out as hard as they can throughout the whole off season. So they're really ready to go whenever they want. It's not like we're jumping back into a game and come day one when they call us back. I think that there's going to be a ramp up period. There's going to be some on ice skates, training camp, whatever it may be. You'll have some time to kind of get back into shape. So I think that everyone now is in good enough shape, not game shape, but they're not going to be coming back overweight or anything like that. So I don't think that that's too hard. And then to answer the other question, I think that just dealing with the unknown, I think that's hard for everyone. I think that whether you're hockey players, whether you're business people, whether you're in media, I think that everyone wants to know what's coming next. They want to know what to do tomorrow, how to plan things. And I think that right now we're in limbo and there's nothing we can do about it. You just got to kind of live day to day, focus on what you can do, how to get better right now, and not really focus on maybe the results or focus on what's to come and just focus on the process.
Stewie.
Your last year at Harvard, you guys had a pretty impressive roster there with Donato and Fox and John Marino. How'd you guys do that year, and do you keep in contact with them right now during the pause?
Yeah, I keep in contact with those guys. That was my senior year, and we actually made it to the Frozen Four that year, which was a pretty big accomplishment for our school. Those guys, John and Adam, were freshmen that year, but they were both probably the best players on their team at that young of an age. You could tell how good they were, and obviously Foxy got a lot of recognition. He's a special player, but you could tell how good Johnny was. So I still keep in touch with them. They obviously had unbelievable years this year, and then Ryan, I played on his line that year, so he was a lot of fun to play with, and is obviously doing really well as well.
So, Alex, you went to a school which is notorious for very smart people attending, and you play in the National Hockey League, so you seem perfectly suited to answer the question, how should the NHL operate coming out of this pause? Let's say you guys are able to go back in June 1st and start a 2-3-4-week camp, whatever it is. Do you think that there should be, well, first off, how long do you think training camp needs to be? Do you think the regular season needs to finish? How do you think it should play out, assuming you're back come June?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone thinks about that. I don't think that I have an answer. I think that in order to answer that question, you need to have information from a lot of different people, and whether that's health officials, organizations, coaches, mm-hmm. players, and I don't think it's just a personal answer. So I don't think I'm informed enough to kind of answer that correctly.
You can't trick a guy from Harvard. I told you that, Justin. You can't trick a guy like that. Listen, Alex, you majored in economics at Harvard. Is it fair to say you might have taken a pay cut coming to the NHL compared to what you could have done in the financial sector?
I don't think so at all. No, I would love that to be the case, but I don't think so.
So I say that tongue in cheek, but is there a bit of a fraternity when you see the other Ivy League guys around the league, and there are a handful of them, and there's some of them are now in the executive offices. When you look at the Kevin Westgarths and the George Parros of the world, do you think, even though you're very much in the infancy of your NHL career, have you started to plot out what post career Alex Kerfoot might be doing?
A little bit, yeah. I think when I was growing up, I always wanted to work in hockey, work in sports, and I don't think that changes. I think that when you spend so much of your life dedicated to one thing, it's hard to kind of pivot away so quickly and do something else. So I didn't know if I was going to make it to the NHL back in those days. I always dreamed of making the NHL, but if not, working in management or something like that. So right now I'm focused on playing, and I'm happy doing that, but I could definitely see myself working in the game after I'm done. What capacity, I'm not sure yet.
In conversation with Alex Kerfoot, Maple Leafs forward. Go ahead, Stewie.
Freddie Anderson shacked up with Austin Matthews during the pause. Did they run that by the team first, and what's really going on over there?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like they're having a lot of fun, though. I saw them on Instagram the other day, dunking in the backyard, swimming in the pool. Seems like it's like 95 degrees out there, so seems like they're living a pretty good life.
Yeah, not too shabby. To take it back to the ice, assuming we get to play hockey again, tell us a little bit about your feeling this season, you know, playing center, playing wing, moving lines, shifting around a little bit. Do you prepare yourself differently for a game based on those situations and who you're going to be playing with, or do you sort of always go about your business the same from a mental standpoint?
Well, I think in an ideal world, you would want to go about your business the same and kind of not let anything affect you, but I do think that playing with different people and in different positions, you got to change your game a little bit. And certainly, I think mentally it does affect you to an extent when you're playing with guys like Tavares or Nylander, Marner, any Matthews or top guys. I think that sometimes you can be a little bit hesitant and a little bit, you can kind of defer to them a little bit more, where they're such good players that you want to get them the puck a little bit too often, and maybe that's not always the best play. So I've kind of learned to play my game and not focus on getting them touches as much, but still I'm a pass first player, and when I play with those guys, I kind of look to them a little bit more. I think that when I'm playing down in the lineup, maybe I don't do that as much. Not to say that I'm not playing with other good players. I mean, the depth on our team is unbelievable, but that's one thing that I noticed. And then I would say going from center to the wing is an adjustment, but I think I played 65 games this year, and going into each one, it seemed like I was changed from wing to center to wing to center. So I think that I've become more used to just playing whatever position they need me to play.
Alex, you obviously had the opportunity to see Nathan MacKinnon on a night-in, night-out basis in Colorado, and now you have Matthews here in Toronto, two elite centers in the game. What comparisons do you see there?
I think that their competitiveness, number one, they're two extremely competitive guys, and that's what drives them, what makes them so good, and their consistency, I think. Every game it seems like they're the best player on the ice, and I think that that's what kind of takes elite players to their next level, is not being able to do it every so often, but throughout an 82 game regular season being able to do it every night. And they do it in different ways. MacKinnon's so powerful, so explosive, and Matthews, even for such a big guy, maybe has a little bit more finesse to his game, but they're two of the best players in the world for a reason, and their competitiveness and consistency is what separates them for me.
Alex Kerfoot joining us here on Hockey Central with Justin Bourne and Anthony Stewart. Go ahead, Stewie.
How are the additions of Jack Campbell and Kyle Clifford at the deadline? Before the deadline.
Yeah, those guys were great. I mean, Campbell's been awesome. Every game he's played, he's played well, and obviously Cliffy adds a whole new dimension to our team that it seemed like we really used, and especially down the stretch would have been great to have. But just in the locker room, both those guys are unbelievable teammates, great guys to be around. So they've been great, and obviously they didn't get to play too many games for us with the season getting cut short, but they were going to be huge for us down the stretch and in playoffs, and I think those were great pickups.
Alex, I was fortunate to work alongside Sheldon in the AHL for a couple seasons, and one thing that I know he does well is find something with a particular player and help them to work on it. So with one of our defensemen, it was their pivots going back on a puck, and he outlined an action plan and brought in the skills coaches, and they did time kind of after practice working on this one specific thing. Has he targeted one thing with you to help you work on, and if so, how has he gone about helping you improve?
Yeah, you're very right. He's very good with skill development and being specific about what he sees in players. And one thing that he's focused on with me is body positioning. I think that for smaller guys, it's probably more important than it is with bigger guys. But you see a lot of small guys who are really good at it and are able to win a ton of battles. And he's just kind of focused on that with me, where I don't need to fully engage physically at times, and if I have body position, it'll allow me to win more battles, and from an offensive standpoint, allow me to gain separation and make plays, whereas sometimes you don't need to initiate contact, you just need to be in the right spot and allow your positioning to kind of make room for you.
So, Alex, based on the same theme, Justin was just asking you sort of about adjustments. I'm wondering if the coaching staff at all, we're on this long pause right now. You know, we don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, it does look like if they're going to keep the same playoff format, if there is a resumption in the season, Toronto and Tampa would meet in what would be, I guess, considered a first round? I mean, they're sort of locked in the two spot. You guys seem somewhat locked in the third spot, provided, you know, you don't get caught by Florida. My point being, has the coaching staff at all reached out to the players and sort of started to focus on a matchup against Tampa and what that would look like and things you guys should be thinking about and preparing for, with the idea that when the season resumes, it'll be very quick that you'll have to be prepared to go?
Yeah. Our coaches have done a lot throughout this time, and they've kind of keyed in with us individually and reached out to us individually about how we can kind of watch video, break down our games, focus on getting better. But in terms of specific matchups with teams, or particularly Tampa, we haven't talked about that yet.
Go ahead, Stewie.
Not to say that they aren't doing that themselves, but they haven't reached out to us. Hmm.
So are you into the video games like most of the guys on the team? And is there like a bigger connection with you, you know, with guys like Morgan Riley and you know, Tyson Berry, who are from BC as well?
I'm not into the video games. No, it's kind of just one thing I never got into. I was pretty bad at them when I used to play. So anything that you're bad at, sometimes it can kind of just fall through. You don't get it too into it, but I've been keeping in contact with the guys. I talked to Morgan quite a bit, just him being out here. And obviously, since we're in isolation, we don't get to see each other as much. But been in contact with the guys, and hopefully, looking forward to get back to see everyone else in Toronto soon.
Is there a little element of this for you? You know, I talked earlier about the difference in systems play and the individual things that the coaching staff would be working on with you. It's a lot, right? You've been changing teams and coaches and all this stuff, and in Toronto, in the you know, this media chaos, is there almost an element of this that it's nice to take a little bit of a pause and sort of reset before getting back into the season? I understand that's a very silver lining, but just curious if there's any upside to be found for you.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's I've thought about that a little bit, where sometimes when you go through a whole off season, it seems like such a long time away from hockey, and you're just so excited for game one, and there's so much kind of built up energy into those first few games of the regular season because you haven't played a real meaningful game in such a long period of time. But then you go through an 82 game season, and it's hard to kind of maintain that level of coming back now, where we've spent enough time away from the game that everyone's chomping at the bit to get back. I think that going where you only play 10, 12 games or less, if that may be, and then jump right into a playoff atmosphere, I think that that's pretty cool, and I think that it'll just make games so exciting and those games such a fun experience to be a part of.
Alex Kerfoot, last question for you before we let you go, and thanks for your time here on Hockey Central with Justin Bourne and Anthony Stewart and David Amber. Final question I wanted to know. I understand you've had a chance to skate a little bit out at Whistler. Just want to know, what's it like when you take 2, 3, 4 weeks off and suddenly you get back on the ice? Like, how are the legs? How did it feel? And you're one of the few guys who've been able to actually get on the ice, so that's been a good thing for you. But how did you feel physically?
Yeah, I mean, we've all been there where you spend enough time off the ice and you don't feel great, that's for sure. But even if you're working out, you're doing whatever you can in the gym, it's a whole different animal getting back out under the ice. And I definitely felt that. And then I think there's a whole another jump just from skating to coming back into game shape and being back in regular practices. So I think that once we get back to Toronto and we're back into the swing of things, I think that it's going to take a few days to kind of get back up to speed, even if I have been on the ice a couple times.